Squadron Leader Jack Steele and the Starblade.
Welcome to Starblade Unsheathed, Episode 3. This week we're talking to the good guys, the actors who save the day. We'll start off with the director Wayne and the writer Chris. How did you go about casting the roles?
What we wanted to do was to try and involve as many of our friends as possible and not subcontract actors or professional actors.
We started off with a core group of people who we thought would fit the role. Some were people we thought of straight away, and some were people who just seemed to fit the bill at the time.
Obviously, casting friends in roles can be risky, because you're never quite sure how it's going to go until you get in front of the microphone. Was that ever a worry, or did you pretty much know what to expect from them?
Well, it wasn't really a worry, because the whole point behind doing the project was it was something for all of us and our friends to do. Let's go on and do it with who we can get involved in it, so everyone can have fun.
Chris, when you were writing the scripts, did you already know who was cast? Or did you have particular actors in mind while writing the characters?
Some yes, others no. I mean, James and Lucy were involved right from the start, and to be honest, Charlie Bilkins is a development of a character that James had in one of my role-playing games, and Lucy has played French characters for us in the past at various live role-playing bits and pieces. But others, Jack Steele, for example, we had no idea that Mr. Franken was going to end up playing him, and same for the other characters as well.
So I think Simon's now going to ask some questions of the actors, and we'll join up at the end of the show.
So we'll start off by introducing who is here, starting from my left.
I'm Lucy Burton, I play Yvette Dunac.
On the right.
James Harvey, playing Charlie Bilkins.
And finally...
And I'm Neil Franken, playing Squadron Leader Jack Steele.
So, if we start off with Neil, when and how did you get involved with the project?
It was, as I believe many of these things tend to happen, down a pub. And Wayne and Chris approached me and asked me to do as many different voices as I possibly could. And they went with the one I talked with anyway.
Did you have any previous acting experience?
No, this is my first...
So, not having any previous acting experience... How long did it take you to get used to the procedure?
Well, the talking aspect. I found it quite easy.
How long did it take to record all your dialogue? Because obviously, as the lead character, you're in every episode in quite a major way.
Probably all in all, about 6 hours.
So was that just over one day?
I think it was split over a couple of afternoons.
Are you as skilled with a cricket bat as Jack Steele?
I'm not bad, actually. I was in my school team as a batsman back in the day. Rotten fielder, rotten bowler, but I can swing the willow.
Had any of you had any previous radio acting experience?
No.
So, not having done this kind of thing before, did you have much input into the performance and your characters, or did it come all off the page from what Chris had written?
It actually came off the page really easily, because the way it was written, and we were just having fun with it in a lot of ways, so yeah, it all just kind of flowed from the script.
And from what we discussed when we'd gone through the story ideas and thought about the characters beforehand, a lot of them were sort of already created in people's minds before we went to the actual voice acting stage, I think, especially some of the accents when you needed some French, when you needed some Cockney and also posh British aircraft pilot, as it were.
Steady on now.
Yeah, obviously you, James, were involved right from the start, being part of the original idea and concept. Did you always plan to play Bilkins?
I wanted to be able to play Bilkins, but I was perfectly open to anyone else playing it.
Did you get envious of Jack's derring-do? Wish Bilkins could have got in there with some of the action?
No.
He's happy where he is.
Well, I feel the real hero, the audience will see who the real hero of the stories are, to be honest. And
Yes, they will.
Once they realise that Yvette is the main character.
Over the recording process, did it take a while to settle into your characters, or did you find you kind of got going straight away and you were off?
Well, to begin with, everyone did have to get used to it a little bit, but that was more about learning not to speak too fast. That was more about voice acting than getting into the character, I think.
Was this an easy process, or did it take a while to get used to?
It did take a little while to get used to, because trying out the accent and getting used to having the best exchange between the three of us, because sometimes we weren't always all there at the same time.
Obviously you had quite a difficult accent to master. Did you have the benefit of a dialogue coach?
Yes, heavily from Professor Merlot and Dr. Chardonnay, really. That's the extent of my introduction to French. I actually never did French at school. I did woodwork. So I completely missed out on the whole French thing.
You did Maori, didn't you?
I did Maori, yeah, which doesn't take you a long way in sort of Jack Steele 1930s-esque production. But hey, maybe a future episode. Quite willing to hold my hand up and say mine isn't the best French accent going, but I fully explored the potential of all major vineyards as well.
And woodwork is spoken quite widely.
Quite widely. You'd be surprised to how much it works as an international currency. Yeah.
By the end of episode 2, Yvette had already been kidnapped and needed rescuing by Jack.
Disappointing, really, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. In series 2, do you hope to have more of a... less of a damsel in distress role?
I'm waiting for the what's the word? Offshoot? The spin-off.
Spin-off.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Yvette spin-off series to come up. But no, she is quite feisty, but I think... her rival, what's her name? Oh, I've forgotten her name. It's not awful. Helga got a lot of the better lines.
Schmidt.
Helga von Schmidt.
During the recording sessions, did you have the advantage of being able to record together, or did everyone record separately and then it was edited together?
Yeah, most of the time we were all in the same room. If any bits needed re-recording, there was occasional line to go over again, but I thought it worked better with everyone in the same room, to be perfectly honest. You sort of play off each other a bit more then, and you can almost see the expression helps with your replies or your responses.
Do you have any favourite moments from recording the series?
There are some very funny lines in there which weren't meant to be funny, but were quite difficult to record because of that.
In what way were they funny?
Chris accidentally writes some things that could be interpreted in multiple ways sometimes.
Just your filthy mind.
And usually gives them to me.
Yes, yes. And as Neil is extremely enthusiastic and gung-ho, it's really entertaining watching him do these lines and the rest of us are hearing something entirely different. Jacques? Jacques! Oh, Charlie, please do something!
Don't you worry, Miss Yvette. Jack's been in worse scrapes than this before. Jack! Have you tried the reserve fuel tank?
No good, old fella. Something that played havoc with the electrics. I'm going to try to eject manually.
I managed not to stop this one.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say something amusing?
She's sobbing.
Thanks to Neil Frankham, James Harvey and Lucy Burton for their insight this week. Next week's episode is Mordred's Gambit, and more about that and a competition from Wayne and Chris.
Hello again.
Hello again. Thanks to Simon, Neil, James and Lucy for their illuminating discussion.
And as far as Mordred's Gambit goes, well, of course, we'll find out whether our heroes survive their plunge into the lake and a bit more about Mordred's dastardly plans for the British Empire. But now on to our competition.
Yes, so to end this week's edition of Starblade and Sheathed, we have our first ever competition. In order to have a chance of winning one of our T-shirts, please email the answer to the following question to jack.steele@itsatrap.co.uk by next Tuesday. That's Tuesday the 23rd of September 2008. So, Neil, the question, please.
What is Jack Steele's family crest?
Thank you, Neil. The winner will be randomly selected from all the correct entries that we receive next Tuesday and announced on next week's episode of Starblade Unsheathed.
So until then, don't forget, Jack fans, to tune in on Monday the 22nd of September for episode 4 of Squadrons of Jack Steele and the Starblade.
And we shall speak to you next week. Until then, goodbye.
Bye!
Next week, I think it's safe to say that Jack has a bit of a damp moment, and
God damn it.